Without a doubt, knowing the Imam of your time is the most important thing if you're a Muslim, whether you are a Sunni or a Shia. As the famous tradition of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, goes, one who dies without knowing the Imam of his time dies a death like that of the age of ignorance. That is not a good death to die. But in our age of the greater occultation, it is all the more important to know the Imam of our time. And that's because the great Imam of our time is in the greater occultation. And it is related that those people who acquire knowledge about the Imam of their age, in this age of occultation, have a special rank. Imam Sajjad, peace and blessings upon him, says, "The people of the age of occultation of the 12th Imam, peace and blessings upon him, who believe in His Eminence's Imamate and await His Eminence's reappearance, are better than all other people. And that's because Allah has given them logic and reasoning. Allah has also given them understanding and knowledge, which is the same to them, whether the Imam is in occultation or present. So that means they know their Imam really, really well. And unfortunately, things will get really, really difficult in the era of occultation." Imam Sadiq, peace and blessings upon him, says, "Due to the long occultation of the 12th Imam, doubts will begin to appear in the hearts of the believers, and most of them will leave religion." That's pretty scary. So, in order to prevent these pesky little doubts that might come into our hearts, and so that we can get to know the Imam of our age a little bit better, with the help of Allah, of course, we're going to start to learn about the master of the age, the savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance wherever you are.